The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I did. We were not booked with Crosspower. So we were at our home church and got to spend some time at home getting some things accomplished around the house. So it's kind of a bittersweet thing for us when we are not out on the road with Crosspower. It's great to be home because that's kind of rare on weekends. So we get to get things accomplished. And yet our heart's desire is to be somewhere ministering every single weekend. That's what we want. We want to be out somewhere at some church, some local church, every single weekend. And we were not booked this weekend, and it's just a reminder that we would love to come to your church and present a Crosspower weekend, a marriage conference, a revival, a pulpit supply mission conference. We would love to come and minister at your local church. Check us out at crosspower.net, crosspower.net. All right, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Here is an update on Columbus Schools. Headline, Ohio's largest school district is adding 31 more unarmed security officers for the upcoming school year. Okay. Hey, listen, our kids need to be protected. These are different times that we're living in today. Hey, I grew up in Southern California. No one thought about a school shooting. Nobody. Not even in Compton, California. Nobody was thinking about school shootings back then. So we need to have our kids safe, and they're adding 31 security officers, but all of them are unarmed. The story goes on and says this will raise the number of security officers in Columbus schools to 84, but out of 84 safety staff or security officers, only 19 will be armed. Now, here's my honest question. If some deranged individual is determined to go shoot up a school, do you think an unarmed security officer is going to have any impact whatsoever? Any? What? what, hey, fights, school fights, lunchroom brawls, that kind of thing, yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, those are very, very common in the Columbus public schools. But as far as a real threat to the safety of the students, and I'm just thinking outside the box. I should have done the math on this. They will spend, okay, reports are that Columbus City Schools will spend $1.7 million to boost its safety staff to 84 officers. Now, I have no idea whether that 1.7 covers all 84 or just the 31 additional. I don't know. Anyway, quote, it also means the district will have one security officer for every 595 students. Last year, the ratio was 1 per 943. The district's high schools also have 19 armed school resource officers. So that's only the high schools. Wow. So anyway, that is the latest for Columbus City Schools. They're adding 31 unarmed security officers. If I was a parent with children or grandchildren in Columbus Public Schools, I personally would feel a lot better if most of the school security officers were armed and trained. But hey, what do I know? Here is an update out of a story in Great Britain. I realize this is Great Britain, but I think it's important that we watch these cases because so often, as you know, things that happen in Great Britain kind of travel across the pond, as they say, and occur here in the United States. Back in 2016, a young man by the name of Felix Ngole was expelled from the University of Sheffield because he posted Bible verses on Facebook about homosexuality. He got into a debate on social media with some other students back when Kim Davis, remember Kim Davis, the former Kentucky County clerk, refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Remember all that? Well, it received international attention. Felix Ngole was a student of the University of Sheffield, and he and some other students got into a debate on Facebook, on social media. And in order to back up his position, he posted Bible verses about homosexuality. Well, the Bible verses were taken to the administration of the university, and they kicked him out. They kicked him out. They said that he no longer met the standards of the university because he put some Bible verses on social media. Quote, in 2017, after mounting a legal battle against his dismissal and arguing that his human rights have been violated, the UK's High Court ruled in favor of the university. And now this shows the difference between the British courts and the United States courts. Once the Supreme Court here in the United States makes a decision, a court of appeals cannot overturn it. In Great Britain, it is different. Because today it is being reported that in a momentous decision, the Court of Appeals has overturned the previous ruling and slapped down the university for its discriminatory action. A UK-based advocacy group said, quote, the mere expression of religious views about sin does not necessarily connote discrimination. The young man said, this is great news, not only for me and my family, but for everyone who cares about freedom of speech, especially for those working in or studying for caring professions. As Christians, we are called to serve others and to care for everyone. Yet publicly and privately, we must also be free to express our beliefs and what the Bible says without fear of losing our livelihood. So he has won the case. He will be reinstated. Now, this is 2.5 years later. I have no idea how this is going to impact his education. But anyway, he has prevailed in the British courts. Good for him. The courts have now overturned the court decision that was in favor of the university, and now they have ruled in his favor. And the courts, the British courts, have declared that indeed his freedom of speech, freedom of religion, was violated, and he is to be reinstated to the University of Sheffield. That's good news. Good news for anyone who cares about freedom. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we'll be back. Promise? Yeah, promise. We'll be back.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
If you ever laughed at the jokes of Bob Hope, for those of you old enough, if you ever laughed at the jokes of Mark Lowry or Sean DePierce, well, then you're going to be fascinated by my guest at the top of the hour. Yeah, stay tuned. Curious? Well, I hope you are. Hope you are. Stay tuned. I've got a fascinating interview coming up at the top of the hour. I reported this story to you quickly last week, but the more I think about it, the more troubled I am. The story is about Amazon, and I use Amazon. Joy and I use Amazon. We have ordered a boatload of stuff with Amazon, but they have made a decision that should trouble every single one of us. I don't know how many of you have heard the name Joseph Nicolosi. Joseph Nicolosi is a licensed psychotherapist. He's not some crazy whack job. He is respected in his profession as a psychotherapist, and his specialty is people struggling with same-sex attraction. And there are a lot of people struggling with same-sex attraction. Not everybody that has same-sex attraction wants to embrace it, is happy with it, and so forth. He has written several books on the subject. One of his books is considered to be the gold standard for how do people that are dealing with same-sex unwanted same-sex attraction, how do they deal with it? And again, he is a clinical psychologist, psychotherapist, clinical psychologist, and all of his books have been permanently removed from Amazon. Now, the gentleman died back in 2017. His son has actually taken over the clinic, and his son is also a clinical psychologist. The books have been translated into, I think, seven different languages. Hundreds of thousands of these books have been sold and distributed through the years, and Amazon just recently made the decision to permanently remove every single book by Joseph Nicolosi. Why? Because the gay mafia told Amazon to do so. Now, I've been saying this for years, folks. The LGBTQ community consists of somewhere between 4 to 6% of the population of America, and yet they wield unbelievable power. And here is evidence. One of the world's largest companies, Amazon, because of pressure from a very tiny portion of our population, they have bowed to the pressure and taken all of his books away. Now, here's what I want you to think about: the gross hypocrisy of the liberal left. I want you to think about this from just a very practical and I suppose even scientific basis. It is absolutely fine and embraced for a straight person to become homosexual. That's fine. That's great. And books on that are praised and embraced. It is fine to encourage someone to transition from male to female. That's embraced. That's applauded. That's fine. Male to female. It is fine and embraced and applauded to encourage someone to go from female to male. That is accepted. Not only is it accepted, it's embraced and applauded. And books on that, how to transition from male to female or female to male, or male or female to what is now called non-binary. Non-binary, meaning I don't know what I am. Are you a man or a woman? I don't know. Isn't that wonderful? Wow, that's great. You don't know whether you're a male or a female. No, I don't know. That's great. That's all of those are fine. But a homosexual person who wants to transition to straight, no, 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 absolutely not. No, no. And anyone who encourages them is a hate-mongering bigot and censored by Amazon. Do you remember the days? Well, none of us would remember them. You have all read about the days of the book burnings and how particularly the liberal left have condemned vehemently book burnings. When Christians complain about a pornographic book in a library, the liberals come out of the woodwork and say, censorship, censorship, censorship. That's just like the book burning from the past. This is electronic book burning. What Amazon has done here is electronic book burning. There is no difference whatsoever. And it is sad indeed, and it should concern everyone. They have permanently removed all of the books by a respected clinical psychologist that has been publishing books for years, Joseph Nicolosi, because the LGBTQ community simply does not agree. That's it. They just don't agree. Wow. Again, this should concern all of us. All right. I think an exciting interview for you when we return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.